Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. General?
Yes, and this is the rippling rhythms here of a group called, what is it? Sworn In.
Ollie Ollie Oxen Free is the name of this.
That's the game we used to play.
Say Ollie Ollie Oxen Free.
No, man. Hold on. The band is Sworn In.
Yeah, it's Sworn In, all right. I'd sign the papers on these guys immediately. Do they have to know how to play those instruments?
All right, General, let's just agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree? What are you talking about?
Talk about how they do. You think they don't know how to play it?
Well, you listen to that music. It doesn't sound like they know how to play there. I don't give a sweet shit. Doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, that is obvious. Those guys, yes, they do know how to play their instruments, and it is quite a melodic tune once you allow yourself.
Phil, don't try to sound like you know what this band is about.
I gotta tell you this much, when I listen to metal and I listen to a lot of thrash and death metal, I detect,
oh, wait, so you detect a melody, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't.
General, just forget it, okay?
No. You can't just say just for. I listen to those guys. Play that back again.
I don't, but Mr. Henry.
Look, is this necessary?
Yeah, play that back a bit.
Turn it down.
For God's sake. Here's what a guy sounds like. And then, you know.
General, do you think perhaps we could just, as Phil said, agree to disagree? It's something you don't understand.
No, I understand it. What do you mean I don't understand? That really frosts my. It chaps my ass. Or frosts my. What do you say?
That can't frost the ass.
Yeah, it frosts the ass. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it chaps your hide, right?
Yeah, it does. Because you think I don't understand it when some guy sounds like he's lost control of his bowels. And he's going, it sounds to me like the guy's, he's lost control of his bowels, and it's coming out of his mouth. Bud Dickman.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right, that very grotesque image now is embedded in my brain. I have long ago stopped asking questions about the music, because as you know.
No, Mr. Bradman, you always are playing your music.
I was going to say, as you know. My taste in music is quite obvious.
Yeah, well.
What does that mean?
Are we going to have an argument about this?
Well, you know, it's her taste in music.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you. Yesterday, it was all about, I go to pee.
You know, I talked to Frank about that when I got home, and he was entirely in my corner. He said, darling, you do what you got to do when you got to do it, and you just do it.
Does Frank like music?
No. No.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to the show.
You gotta do what you do when you gotta. Jesus, that sounds like. You talk about a guy that doesn't want to discuss it.
Excuse me, but I think my husband did.
All right, we've got that established. I don't think there's anything more we can say. A, you don't get the music we play around here, General. B.
Well, that's not true, because I like that kid. What's the kid? He's
got 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I love the kid that goes 2 Chainz, you know.
Well, that's hip hop.
And what I'm saying?
It's hip hop.
I don't give a sweet. I could give a loud, bursting, and almost ear-shattering fart. What did it?
All right, General, we understand that there's some music you like and some music you don't, and the music that you don't like sounds a whole hell of a lot like this.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Anyway, on the program here today, we're going to be talking with Ted Bell. Ted is, he's had another run-in, and you know a little bit about this, Bud, right?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Curly over there.
You talked to Curly Brown?
Yeah.
There's another guy named Curly who works for who?
Well, Curly Roberts works for the, for Ed Elcott, I think.
No, Curly Roberts works for Ed, I don't know who they are, but Curly Brown works for Ted Bell.
Yeah, well, there's Curly Brown who works for Ted Bell. Curly Roberts, I think, is with the Elcott Group. And Curly Robinson is, I think, doesn't he fly the chopper for Bob Bakian?
No, Bob flies his own chopper.
Bakian flies his own. You know, the thing of it is that I heard it, but Bob Bakian's afraid of flying.
Yeah, that's why I can't sound all screwed up.
Bob Bakian's afraid of flying.
He's absolutely petrified of flying. But he you know, puts all of that away so that we can get the travel. The travel report.
You mean the traffic report?
Yeah, the traffic report.
He puts all of that away so we can get the,
Well, don't start talking to me like I'm the guy that serves the gruel below. I'm your general.
Yes, sir, but I don't understand that whole thing you just said.
Well, here, I believe it was in English.
Wait. Bob Bakian is a guy who is... let's just go to Bob Bakian. Is it time for traffic?
No.
Well, it's time for traffic now. How does that feel?
All right, well, Bob, you ready to go? You ready to go? Are you ready to go?
Oh, would you give me that? Hey, Bob, you ready to go? Bob. Where's Bob?
Oh, wrong number.
Will you give me that thing? Call him up and find out whether that guy is ready to go or not. Hey, Bob, it's Phil Hendry. You ready to... Okay, Bob Bakian, folks, with the traffic.
Hey, Phil, thanks a lot. You know, I'm just hearing out here on Bravo, and over on the Highway 51, we've got actually on the route that goes around the round, okay? But the route goes around the mountain, and tangled over the mountain, the tangled over the mountain, to see what he could see. Bob Bakian down here now. We're going to go on the southbound four pipe. And in the fruit pipe, there's a pork pie down there with a pork pie hat on. This is the second time this week we've seen that. There's also this guy with a ship chin, and there's a shifty, very shape-shifting guy down there. Who's, I believe he's now changing the changeling, and he's changing his underwear. Bob Bakian, traffic.
This is what I'm talking about. This guy sounds... Are you sure this is music, or is this... Or is this an example of what happens once you are drained of your blood and become one of the foul things of the night? In other words, this is a ghoul.
I get it.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
Anyway, that is sworn in, and that was Bob Bakian. Hey, Bob, can I get Bob back?
Hey, Bob!
All right, hey, Bob. Bob Bakian, I need to talk to, because I'm... Hey, Bob, you there?
Yeah, I'll be able to right now.
Hey, Bob, are you really afraid of flying?
I was wrong. I'd glad to have seen that plane.
Can't talk. Are you going to ask him about traffic? Mr. Ernie wants to ask you something about that isn't traffic.
What the fuck is that?
I don't think he can talk about anything other than traffic.
He barely talks about traffic when he talks about traffic.
Nobody understands the guy.
Well, something. But look at Phil. You put him in that job. I didn't put him in that job. I heard the guy knew how to do traffic.
He's scared to death of flying. But he does one holy hell of a great job for a guy that can't stand flying, doesn't want to be more than 2 feet off the ground, and frankly, doesn't drive.
Doesn't drive, doesn't want to be...
Well, Phil, you think it's funny that a man goes up there in the air for you, woo. For you, woo.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he's going up there for you.
Okay, he's going up there for me. He doesn't have to go up there for me if he doesn't want to. As far as I'm concerned, he can do whatever the hell it is he wants to do, man. He doesn't have to go up there. He can stay down here. You know? What's everybody staring at?
Well, we were wondering what you were doing there.
I was trying to get one of those slide things fixed.
Why don't you quit futzing with that and pay attention to what this show is all about, Phil? Because this show is about you. And if you're not paying attention and you're futzing around with it, will you turn that off, please?
To see you again. What are you doing, bud?
Oh, I thought we were going to another break.
We're not going to any break just yet. We got Bob Bakian. I want to find out what's going on with him, okay? I want to know why it is Bob Bakian has been hired by the... Hey, did you just...
Yeah, Bob!
Goddamn gentleman, fam. Draw a train.
Hey, Bob, are you afraid of flying?
Hello, really.
When he lands, I want to talk to him.
Hey, Bob, when you land, Phil wants to talk to you. When you land. When you get on the ground.
Why is it everybody around here doesn't understand what it... Give me the phone. I'll talk to him.
I'll talk to him.
No, I'll... Hey, Bakian. Yeah, this is General Shaw. What's it look like? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Thanks very much. What about the 105? Because I'm picking my daughter...
Are you getting a traffic...
You're getting a traffic report. Phil wants to know the man's state of mind.
Oh, they want to know your state of mind, Bob. You sound okay to me.
Give me that phone. Hey, Bob... Is it? Hello?
He hung up.
All right, I'll tell you this much. When Bob lands, don't talk to him now. Just whenever, you know, leave him a text message or something.
I think that's the best thing to do.
Yeah. Leave him a text message. Tell him I want to talk to him when he gets on the ground. Do you understand, Bud Dickman?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We do have Ted Bell who's going to talk with us about... You're going to talk to us about some problems he's having with another advertising slogan.
No, I didn't know whether... Are you going to tell us a little bit about the dinner you had last night?
Yes.
Well, you had Ted Bell. Did you eat a Ted's?
I did not eat a Ted's, but Ted will understand. I didn't eat a Ted Bell's because we were in Studio City. We were not anywhere near the West Side. But I had a dinner with, I don't want to say.
You with a very major comedy producer in this town. The initials...
Don't say who, because I don't want, okay?
Look, Margaret, don't you understand? In this town, this thing called Hollywood, everybody with the big mouth, blah, 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 blah. Every time...
Are you trying to tell me my business?
Yes, I am.
Margaret, don't say anything.
The initials...
Don't say it.
Oh, my God, he almost hit me.
Yeah, you waved your hand at her, Mr. Henry. Let me, you know what? I may hit you. I may hit you.
You may? Oh.
Ooh.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even call my husband on that one, Phil. I take care of business myself.
All right, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was I almost mistakenly hit you. I waved my hand because I don't want you to say anything.
You waved your hand right at my face. You could have made contact. And then all bets are off because, Phil, no man, no woman, no child, no partial man, no transgender man, no man...
I understand. No man touches you.
Not that way. No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't touch you that way. But what if Phil was a little... Well...
Yeah, take it easy with the jokes, General, because I'm really on edge.
All right, listen. We're going to go to our friend...
You just went... Good.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'll say it. Mr. Henry, you almost gagged up.
I was going to say you almost gagged up.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Well, Phil, you went with goo-goo-goo-goo-goo. You sounded like you were going goo-goo.
Now, that's what it sounded like to me, Phil.
All right. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Man.
God, what is up? What got up your ass today?
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell, and Ted's of Beverly Hills, as you know, is featuring now our brisket as well as our smoked sausage. Yep, that's right. Ted Bell has smoked his sausage.
Now, that's the...
Don't worry about it, Phil. I got this.
All right, Ted Bell is joining us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. So you just went ahead and you led with that, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did do, Phil. I led with what has been, what some people are telling me is the controversial advertising slogan. Now, you know, we have never tried to be prurient with our advertising slogans. And I think it's very, very unfair of people to immediately assume that we're going into some dirty direction, non-family-friendly direction. The idea of Ted's of Beverly Hills has always been, yes, it's a steakhouse for adults. Yes, we do encourage mostly adults to come and have steak here. Yes, we do have the adult beverages, the prime rib room, and many of the great adult entertainments. But it's always been a place where if you really needed to bring your kids, if you couldn't find a babysitter, if it was just unavoidable... Yes, we have a family atmosphere here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And when I say that I want to put my meat in your mouth, and I'm telling you I'm talking about steak and not what some of these vile and juvenile and unbelievably sick and twisted and punk-faced individuals. You know, there's a restaurant critic in this town. I won't mention his name, but it's Danny Elvin. And,
but you didn't want to mention his name.
I did not want to mention his name.
But you did just now mention his name.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want to mention his name.
Well, all right, but you did mention his name.
All right, take it easy, will you? All right, I'll say it. Danny Elvin. All right, this guy has taken exception now to another. We are trying to push what we feel is going to be the next big item on our menu, and that is our spicy Louisiana smoked sausage. Oh, God. Oh, you like Louisiana sausage, Phil?
When I ate pork, yes, I absolutely loved it. I don't eat pork anymore.
Well, okay. Well, what is? All right. Let's just. Can we roll back, or we're live?
We're live.
God.
Well, I mean, Ted, not everyone is going to like everything on the menu.
Well, I'm advertising on Phil's show. You're telling me you don't eat pork?
Phil doesn't eat swine, as he says it.
What are you, a Muslim or something? What do you mean you don't eat swine?
I don't eat pork. I don't eat pig. I don't eat pig and pork for, you know...
Isn't that the same thing, pig and pork?
Yes, it is. I don't eat it, and I don't eat it because I consider the pig to be almost like a dog in terms of intelligence. I got a hard time. In fact, I'm probably going to be shooting for vegetarian here pretty soon.
What are you talking about, man? I got to... All right. Anyway, well, that's great, Phil.
All right. Why don't we just tell everybody that... I'm sorry, folks. I screwed up. This is a paid segment.
Yeah, it's... certainly is, and there's no, and it's live, right?
It is live, and I apologize. I should not be, you know, giving those kinds of opinions in the middle of a segment on a steakhouse. I have eaten at Ted's. The steaks are phenomenal. And the sausage, if the steaks are any indication, the sausage, Ted, everything that you do is going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Now, here's the thing. The advertising slogan that we use, let me ask you, Phil, when we first came out with "We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth," what did you think?
You know what I thought. You know what I thought.
All right. Oh, that's right. You thought it was a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I wanted to hear you say it.
I thought it was a bad idea.
Right there, folks. He thought it was a bad idea. Well, guess what? Ever since we came out with the slogan, "We want to put our meat in your mouth," you know how many guys are copying that? Do you know how many restaurants all over America are copying me, Ted Bell? Wherever you hear a guy say that he wants to put his meat in your mouth, or he wants to really beat that metaphor into the ground, some of these guys, they can't let it go. You know, "I want to put my meat in your mouth, and when I do, you will swallow it." We get it already, pal, okay? I'm the guy, me, Ted Bell. I'm the one that came up with it, all right? Now, ever since we came up with that slogan, we've done nothing but box office boffo business.
Now, Ted, how much has your business increased since the introduction of "We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth"?
Well, it's been about 15, 16 years, and I can't even begin to quantify what it's done. It's done everything for me. "We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth" has been everything for me. And when I think of the phrase, "I want to put my meat in your mouth," I get emotional. And
Well, you get emotional about the meat in your mouth?
Do I do? What's that again?
No, but he's saying he's getting emotional about what the phrase...
What did he say?
Well, I don't know. You get emotional about meat in your mouth.
Am I getting emotional about meat in my mouth? What is that about?
Well, you know, that's what the way you're making it sound.
No, I'm not. I'm saying the slogan. The slogan.
Right.
Oh, baby. You know, Phil, I'm telling you, I'm coming on your program here tonight to try to give... Hey, hold on for just a minute. What is that?
Hello.
You don't know? You're taking it to someone's table and you don't know what that is?
I've never seen...
Well, they look like they're clams. Hey, Bob, are these clams or oysters, or is it something that just is... It's what? Oh, my God. That doesn't look like clam. It looks like... Get those off there. Are you ready for... Well...
What happened?
You think I'm going to tell you? You're a journalist. You'll blather it all over the...
Well, it sounds to me like they were taking what they thought were clams to someone's table, and they turned out to be oysters.
No, they thought they were taking oysters to someone's table, and they turned out to be badly decomposed clams. Okay? There, I said it. Fuck!
Well, Phil, I don't... Anytime a man loses his temper like that...
No, that to me was just beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
You want to call him back, Mr. Emmett?
No, I don't think so. I think Ted will call us back himself.
Jesus, what was his problem?
Well, I mean, he's on the show talking about a brand new advertising slogan. Ted has just smoked his sausage. And then he's also kind of giving us the background on "We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth." He's talking about how... He's obviously, things are not going well for him.
When is that man ever on this program that things are going well for him?
Probably never. Just like everybody here in this room.
Well, you know something, if that's the case, Phil, maybe you ought to improve the working conditions around here.
All right, let's take a break, and I'll see if I can't get him on the phone. Bud, would you get me also Marcy, his wife?
Yeah, you mean Mrs. Bell?
Yeah, that's who that would be. Mrs. Wow.
All right, okay.
Wow.
Bell, you know, Bud. I'm just trying to do the best that I can.
You're doing a great job, Bud. It's fantastic. We're going to be right back here. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Close personal friend here, Ted Bell. Rick Surtine here, and it is time now for the Surtine Magic. Rick Surtine will put you into slacks, a vest, a bow tie, and a derby hat, and you'll look like $1 million, or Rick Surtine will come to your house and strip you naked, take those clothes back, re-knit them, refit them, have them back to you that day, put you back into those clothes. You'll look like $1 million, and if not, the second time around, Rick Surtine will commit suicide right there in front of you, slashing his own wrists, bleeding to death, with the words on his lips, "I'm sorry, Rick Surtine failed." Rick Surtine, the tailor for all of us.
There is no way back from here. Pleased to meet you, say your
name. Yeah.
There's no way back from here.
What is this? The food?
The Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters? What the crap? Foo Fighters. All right. Ted Bell, ladies and gentlemen, is joining us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills in the grand, grand city of Beverly Hills, California. And we're going to talk with Ted further about what has been bumming his ass up all these months, weeks, years. He's got a brand new advertising slogan. He's getting real heat for it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, all right, and tell me what you think of our slogan. I'm not interested in what Davey Evans says or Rick Surtain. Who's Rick Surtain?
The guy makes derbies.
He makes derbies? What do I...
That's the advertiser.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I'm just inviting people to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Tell me what you think of our new slogan. Ted has just smoked his sausage. It's really amazing, Phil.
Let me ask you something.
No, hold on. It's really amazing, Phil, how people will take a slogan that is so obvious and they want to turn it into prurient sewage right before your very eyes. You know, I thought about that slogan for a long time. I talked to Danny Barflin and Eddie Seven, all the guys there at the ad agency in New York, and I said, you know, let's work on this. I mean, I flew the guys out to my house. We spent the weekend by the pool. We got rid of all the women. We sat around the pool. We relaxed. We put on the Speedos, you know, and combed each other's hair and
what is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean? What is what supposed to mean?
What do you mean you put on Speedos and combed each other's hair?
I'm trying to tell you we relaxed. All right, we relaxed.
Got rid of the women.
Yeah, we got rid of the women. I had myself. It was myself, Eric Edgerton, Danny Sevens, and I think Rick Surtain. No, it couldn't have been Rick Surtain. That's the guy that's going to commit suicide if he can't put you in a derby and a bow tie and make you look good. Frankly, I don't know why the guy's still alive. The sound of that commercial, he should have killed himself many times over by now. But I would say this, Phil, what we're looking for...
No, I just think that we were wondering, what kind of a weekend was that?
What is it with you guys?
All right, so you went... to your house.
I invited the guys over to the house, and we put on the Speedos, and, you know, we just, a guy's weekend. We put on the Speedos, we got out the oils, gave each other, you know, rubbed oil on each other. What are you...
To be honest with you, Ted, it sounds a little, it sounds rather unorthodox.
Okay, so now, now I see what,
Yeah, see what we're saying?
Yeah, okay, Dickman. So you think I had myself a little bit of a party with the girls, is that it?
Ted.
No, that's what you're thinking. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You guys have got, I'm telling you, inside the ears, between your ears and between Margaret's ears and between the general's ears, everybody's ears, okay, Phil? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see everyone sitting there in front of you?
Yes.
All right, do you see their ears?
Yes, I do.
All right, between the ears of all those people, you know what's in there?
I would say effluvia.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Whatever comes out of an airliner's toilet. Whatever comes out of an airliner's toilet.
All right, whatever comes out of an airliner's toilet.
No, you didn't say it right. You have to pause. Whatever comes out of an airliner's, pause, toilet. That's between your ears. And between Bud's ears.
All right, I've been insulted just long enough here, Ted. I'm telling you that you sitting around a pool...
No, wait, hold on. And by the way, Margaret, you've been trying to sing like Patti Page for so long. You're this way. You sitting around a pool. I'm telling you right now.
You know what? I'm going to take a walk. I got to walk this off before I go right through the phone on this guy.
Oh, so that's how it is.
All right, everybody calm down. Go on, take a walk, Margaret.
Well, don't tell me to take a walk. I'm taking it voluntarily.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that, Phil. You wouldn't want to endorse a decision that she's already made.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. To quote the guy there in that movie we saw the other, what was it, The Player? It takes more than a dirty mouth to make it in this business.
Let me tell you something, little boy.
All right, so...
Hold, Margaret, just... Ted, so...
No, you guys... Okay, so I have a new slogan. We come up with a slogan, which is, we want to slip our meat in your mouth. And everybody complains. We said, all right, we want to put our meat in your mouth. It's all about steak. Then comes our new slogan, which is, Ted Bell has just had his sausage smoked. Now everyone wants to go filthy with that. And then when I tell you that I invited the guys from the ad agency out to my house, got rid of the women, we all got into Speedos, rubbed each other down with oil, and combed each other's hair, you want to turn that into some kind of a sex party. What is wrong with you, Phil? And more importantly, what's wrong with your staff?
Ted, you don't see how certain things can be read two ways?
I see how mental midgets, as you guys like to say, I see how individuals who don't have brains so much as they've just got a waste paper basket up there. I see guys who don't have a brain. Instead, they have a dumpster. I see you and I see your crew turning everything into dumpster, into the contents of a...
I'm just turning out.
Just hold on.
I'm just turning?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ruben.
How you doing, Ruben?
I'm good. Mr. Ballard's gone.
Just talk to him, because I can't. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to come out. I got to take my pants off.
He's going to take his pants off.
Why?
Because he gets tense.
When I get tense, give me the phone. When I get tense, you know full well that's what I do.
All right. Have you got a restaurant full of people there right now?
I'm in the kitchen area. Is that all right with you guys if I take my pants off? Hey.
Ted.
Hold it. Would you hold the phone? Is it all right with you guys if I take my pants off? I'm under a lot of pressure. Hey. Okay, they're ignoring me, so I'm going to have to assume that that's a no. It's not okay with them.
No, I don't think it would be okay with them. The more you talk, the weirder you sound.
Yes, I want in on this, Ted. I've been standing out there in the kitchen listening to this. You insulting us and saying we've got effluvia between the ears or we've got dumpster, the contents of a dumpster. You're the one, Ted, that introduces these concepts.
The concept that I introduced was, I want to slip my meat into your mouth. And you took that as something dirty.
Any woman would, for God's sake.
Oh, but my wife Marcy didn't. And then I said, Ted Bell has just had his sausage smoked. And I suppose you think that's filthy.
It had occurred, you know, and obviously you're getting the same kind of reaction from people that you got with the, we want to slip our meat into our mouth, you know.
We want to slip our meat into our mouth. What kind of bullshit is that?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm sure as hell I'm not going to screw that up. I want to put my meat into your mouth. I don't want to take my own meat and put it into my mouth because it happens to be, I'm a restaurateur. My whole, the reason for lick, you know.
Reason for licking?
I didn't say licking. The reason for my being alive is to feed people. I'm telling you right now, I don't see the benefit of advertising on your program. This is the reason why I'm on your show right now. I'm hoping that you can straighten this out with the listeners or with my customers. Otherwise, Phil, I'm going to have to move on.
You know what, Ted? We've done everything in our power to promote your restaurant. We've done everything in our power to make we want to put our meat in your mouth something that's more than just some kind of high school joke. But you, after getting all of that squared away, you come along with, and now Ted Bell just got his sausage smoked. And,
well, the way you said, Ted Bell just got his sausage smoked. You say it like it's just, hey, everybody, Ted Bell just got his sausage smoked. What do you think people are... What the hell is that? Hold on for just a second. Who farted in here? You don't fart in the kitchen, not when we're cooking dinner. Do you understand me? Okay, you do that again, you're fired. Do you understand? Let me ask you guys something, okay? Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay, Henry's got a real attitude.
I'm waiting.
Okay. Let me ask you guys something. A pilot is landing his plane. He not only is looking at the instruments, he's also looking at the runway. He's looking at the lights. He's looking to see what the actual ground looks like, okay? When you guys come into a kitchen to begin to prepare the meals for the night, you don't fart. You don't kind of fart because that sets the tone for the whole night. You understand? Right now, we are on the verge of having a disaster on our hands. We just had our sausage smoked. And I got Henry now and everybody going, hee, 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 hee. So I want you guys to just... Okay, Phil, I'm back.
Yeah, thank you for misrepresenting me.
In what way?
I got Henry and everybody going, hee, hee, hee.
Well, what do you guys think you're doing, okay?
We haven't said anything, Mr. Bell. We're trying to support you in the smoking of it.
You're trying to support me in the smoke? Thank you very much, Phil.
All right, Ted, you hang up then. We're not having you back on.
What, ever?
No, but on the show.
Oh, that's fine with me, sure.
You have to play the...
You're right. Bud, we need to play the jingle because we are contracted to play the jingle. Hey, what have we got? A little slapback. Here is... anyway, Ted, thank you for being on the show.
Jesus. Hello? Oh, it's Ted. He wants to do the...
Ted,
we put him back on.
Try to cut me out of that, please. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I just had my sausage smoked. Anybody want to talk to me about that? Come on in. I'll be in my office, and I'll be just flipping a coin up in the air, and heads, I don't react. Tails, you better run. Oh, man. You better run, and you better...
All right, thank you very much, Ted. So head on out to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Get yourself a steak. Get yourself... Remember, he's just had his sausage smoked. And,
well...
What? What happened?
I was just coughing, that's all.
Are you okay?
Not really, no. I just...
Well, why are you gagging?
Well, I was thinking about Bell getting his sausage smoked and then me eating it.
You all right, Gerald?
Yeah, I'm all right now. God.
Yeah, it's but here's the thing. I don't blame Ted so much as I blame, in other words, he's right. We should be more adult about it.
Well, Phil, when you lead someone down the garden path when you get someone by the hand and you say, let's go down this garden path, and what you're really leading them to is a mound of bear stool, a mound of bear spore, a large pile, fresh, soft, wet, and...
All right, Margaret, I get it, okay?
Well, that's what he's doing. He's leading people down this garden path and then saying, oh, look at what we have here. A new, fresh, wet cow patty. Go ahead. Put your feet in it. Put your hands in it. I'm disgusted.
Well, I can't disagree.
All right. So we all now know what the verdict is, right?
Yeah, on getting a sausage smoke.
Yeah, we all know what the verdict is on this smoked sausage thing. So I think we can all say, thanks a lot, Ted. Good luck. We're here for you, man. We'll do whatever we have to do, when we can do it and how we can do it. But what else we can do, I have no idea. Coming up is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay is going to be with us talking about this thing I was discussing on the pre-show. People that follow you at night when you're on the freeway, you're the only car on the freeway, and then one lone car appears in your rearview mirror. Should you be paranoid? A little highway safety with Jay Santos coming up. World famous Phil Henry Show.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you that the Phil Henry online store is available for you to go and buy. You can buy a sweatshirt. You can buy a t-shirt. You can buy another t-shirt. Both of those t-shirts are different. One says Ted Bell, the other says Phil Henry. You can also get a shot glass. You can get a coffee mug. You can get downloads. You can get hard copy CDs with all the original artwork. But whatever you do, whenever you do it, and however you do it, do it.
That is the world-famous Phil Henry Show online store at philhenryshow.com. I'm Margaret Gray. That was General Shaw. Not yet, bud.
Oh.
I'm Margaret Gray. That was General Shaw. Now back to Phil Henry.
Yay!
Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time to talk with our friend here, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Find out what's new on the agenda there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. As you know, Jay is a guy who has started, or along with Major Elvis Newton, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to try and to get people to recognize they have more than just the police to help them. The Citizens Auxiliary... Why are we playing this again?
Billy stopped it. Yeah, I stopped it by mistake.
Well, generally, Bud, if you stop it, just keep it stopped, okay? Now this is taking up too much time.
I understand.
So, when Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police... See, you should just keep that stopped now. But
what are you doing, man? I stopped it by mistake.
Then what did I just get done telling you?
Just keep it stopped.
Yeah, you said to keep it stopped, man.
You know what, Phil? You know, you're not talking to a man who processes things the way all other men do. You're talking to a man here who processes things the way a cat does.
The laws of any state are broken.
What does that mean?
Newly authorized organizations.
Three guesses and the first two don't...
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I want to ask Jay a question.
I'm sorry, Miss Gray. But...
All right, turn that down, please.
Now, Miss Gray, that's our Citizens Auxiliary Police theme, and we do certainly do want people to pay attention to it and to hopefully people recognize that as a worthy theme.
Well, my question, Jay, is that's the theme to the old syndicated television show called Highway Patrol.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
All right, do you have the rights to that?
Do we have the, what is that?
Do you have the rights to that? Can you, are you allowed to use that?
Oh, give me a break. You know, Phil, you do this whole copyright infringement thing. You take it way overboard.
No, that's not taking it way overboard. To use that music, which at one time was used for the to represent something else, and now you're using it as your theme music, I think is something that should be dealt with. Do you have the copyright to that, or do you not?
Ms. Gray, are you serious or something? I mean, are you ready for that, Phil?
Okay, look, let's not make an issue out of it, Margaret. I think there is a thing called fair use. You know,
Why am I suddenly in the phone? That's exactly what I want to know. Ow, she hit me.
Okay.
Phil, I am simply saying to you and to Jay, and I hope that I make myself clear, I'm not trying to make an issue out of it other than the fact that I've heard this song.
Look, Margaret, why don't you let it go, for God's sake? If the guy wants to use, what's the difference between that and those guys that use that whole, you know, who's the guy that did the ice, the vanilla ice? And
what you're talking about is sampling.
Yeah, how about it? Well, maybe he's sampling it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sampling, you know?
You're not sampling it. You're using it.
All right, Margaret, I don't want to fight this battle right now. That's something that Jay can deal with on his own time.
Well, I would like... Excuse me, I belched. I would like people...
Yeah, I can smell it.
You filthy...
How's
that feel? I am saying that I want people to take note that the Highway Patrol theme was something... Never mind, I could...
Yeah, there you go, never mind.
I don't give that much of a shit.
Okay, Margaret, every time you don't get your way, you leave us with a little F-bomb or an S-bomb.
That's not about getting my way, Phil. It's about getting you to see clearly that there are things in this world... You know what, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, lucky for us.
Excuse me?
Mark, let it go. So, Jay, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We have a very, very rough day today, Phil. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, it was so rough today that I'm just here in a tub trying to soak it up, you know. So I hope you can bear with me.
I can hear you're taking a bath right now.
You know, we got a lot of guys on the show that take baths, Jay, so don't...
Well, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but...
It means exactly that. We've got a lot of guys on the show that take baths.
We do have a lot of people that get on the phone with us here and are generally soaking in a tub. I don't know what that's about.
Well, it's probably... It's not the easiest thing in the world to be on a radio show, and it's very tense to be on your show, but that's not what that's about for me. I don't want to be what it's about for other people. That's not what it's about for me.
And it's about for you, the tension.
Me being in a tub?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Well, we had a very tense day today. We were last night, Phil, as well as the night before, late last night, about a quarter to ten. Well, I'm sorry, you know.
Listen, you and late last night about a quarter to ten, and the other guy who says the 5'2" eyes of blue.
That would be you.
No, that's not. Yes, it is me. I didn't get, but people around here need electroshock.
Oh, no, I'm just saying I do get stuck into a sort of a groove. I was trying to say, last night and the night before, I heard a little woman knocking on my door. Fuck me.
What is wrong with people around here? Can't you get your mind into the right groove so you can address the topic at hand?
I'm sorry, but it's the same thing what you do when you go 5'2", eyes of blue. You know?
I don't go 5'2", eyes of blue. It does, of course, impinge on my thinking.
Well, you know what? Let's everybody have it not impinge on their thinking. So last night you were doing what?
Well, last night and the night...
Forget about the night before, because that's going to get you into, I heard something knocking at my door.
You heard something knocking at you, Jesus.
All right. If I got to bring this up, and I don't want to have to, but if I got to bring this up again, having to bring the show under control, I'm just going to get up and walk out.
All right, there goes Phil. He's going to take his ball. All right, fine.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take my ball and I'll go home.
All right, so all I'm saying is, Phil, last night we were out on the freeway, and we were checking for motorists who are acting nervously. And basically what we did is the very thing you were talking about. We follow behind a motorist at about 50 yards, and we'll try and stay with that motorist for about a mile, 2 miles, maybe more. If they start moving out of the lane for no reason other than the fact that I'm behind them, that's a very nervous move. And if you are that nervous, then you could pose a hazard on the highway and the byway. And that's all I'm trying to say is what we're doing is we are trying to find... Hold on, I'm just getting a little bit of hot water in here.
You know, this, take it easy, General.
I'm sorry. So, I'm just getting some hot water in here.
Yeah.
So, what we do is we went on the freeway last night, we went on the freeway the night before, and we followed behind people. Generally, we would try to find a female.
Well, man, you're following ladies, man. That's going to make them nervous.
No kidding. Bingo. Give the man a cigar. Exactly. You know,
but particularly women are going to get very, very frightened if they see a car following them.
Well, whether it's a woman or a man. So what you're saying is if a man gets nervous, he's a woman? Wow, you know.
No, we're not saying that at all, Jay. We're saying that it sounds like you are targeting people and harassing them on purpose. You're making them nervous on purpose.
I'm not doing anything to them. We're trying to find out who gets jittery and who starts bugging. You ever heard the term, I'm going to bug or bugging out?
Yes.
Okay. What we're trying to find out is if we fall behind a motorist, who bugs out? You know?
What do you mean bugs out? You mean leaves?
No. It's when you bug out, you get you bug.
When you bug out, that means you leave. You're talking about bugging as in crazy?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like bugging as in mentally ill. We're more like bugging as in nervous.
Okay, well, whatever, you know.
Okay, well, fine, Phil, but I'm just trying to tell you that when we're driving around and we are behind an individual and they start changing lanes, I'm nude. Hold on. Mary, I'm nude. I'm getting out of the tub here just to go grab some soap. Make sure the kids don't come in here. Mary, yeah, make sure the kids don't come in because I'm nude. I'm nude right now. When I get in the tub, I won't be nude. Kid, where's the soap?
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Phil. Hold on.
This is Margaret Gray, and somebody needs to take control of this. And we're talking to Jay Santos.
I've got it, Margaret. We're talking to Jay Santos, and he got out of the tub to get soap.
Yeah, I'm nude. I'm standing nude, and I'm reaching for soap. So I don't want any of the kids coming in here. Hey, honey? Honey? Well, all right, I'm shutting the door. My wife's getting upset with me because I walked out into the den, but I'm nude.
That's great, man. So you don't want the kids to see you?
Obviously.
Then why are you walking out in the den nude?
I heard the laugh, Phil. I heard the laugh, and I'm bitterly disappointed. So what we would do, Phil, is, as I said before, I would get out onto the freeway there. If the person is moving around nervously, then we are going to go ahead, and I'll go ahead right ahead and go ahead and light the cherry up. And
Now, let me ask you something, Jay. I know you've been asked this question before.
Oh, General, I'm just saying that I light up a cherry.
Yeah, I know you light up the cherry, but here's the question. When you light up a cherry, you're not a police officer in the sense that you're allowed to make a traffic stop, or are you?
There's nothing wrong with me lighting up a cherry, and then you see the individual pull over. And I don't pull them over and go, hey, you know. All I say to them is, okay, so why are you nervous? I mean, and they'll say, well, you were following me. I said, yeah, but I'm not going to hurt you or nothing. I just have you going the same way you're going. And they go, and they always say the same thing. It never fails. Like, just people are so predictable. They'll say, are you a real police officer? And I'll say, I do have constitutional right for arrest, citizen's arrest. So, yeah, I think, you know, maybe I am. And they'll say, well, okay, why'd you pull me over? What do you want? And I'll say it again. Are you nervous or something? Because, you know, I was following behind you. Hold on for a minute. Get more hot water. Would you go downstairs to the water heater and really turn it all the way to just boiling? Yeah. Fuck, that feels good.
Okay, Jay, listening to you go, taking your...
Yeah, Santos, we can hear you take your bath. We're trying to find out some important information here.
I believe I'm giving it to you.
All right, so you follow people out there on the freeway, and you try to pull them over.
No, we don't try to pull them over, but we noticed if they're nervous.
All right, what it sounds to me, Jay, is this.
Phil, every time I'm on your program, you try to punch holes in what we do. You don't support me. You go, okay, here's what's wrong with this. Here's what's wrong with this. Here's what's wrong with this.
That is kind of true, Mr. Henry.
That is true, Mr. Henry. It's not, you don't usually...
Well, he never... It's not that you never say good stuff. There's a lot at fault with a lot of what you say.
Oh, is that right? Then why do you even have me on your program?
Well, that's a good point, Phil. It is irresponsible. If you don't believe in what Jay's doing, don't have him back.
All right, Jay, go ahead. I apologize. I jumped the gun here. So you are pulling them over, and you're finding out that they're nervous. You don't feel like you're making them nervous.
No, I don't. I don't. I don't think I'm making them nervous at all. If they are in control of their wits and in control of their car, and they see two headlights behind them, not doing nothing. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just sitting there behind them, about 75 to 50 yards. Now, if the person that I'm following does not react, then we'll go ahead, we'll move it up a little bit more, move it up a little bit more. And if we get to, say, within 5 feet off the back of their bumper in it.
5 feet? You're on a freeway?
God damn, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, relax, will you?
God, you're like 5 feet. I'm just saying.
I didn't say that. At 5 feet is dangerously close.
Well, you have to get their attention.
So you are trying to make them nervous.
No, you're not trying to make them nervous, but you want them to see that there's a car behind them, so move the, move over.
Yeah, but they don't have to merv. They don't have to merv over.
Merv over?
They don't have to move over, but then they do.
Yeah, bingo, get a man a cigar. They don't have to move over, but then they do. And so...
They don't have to move over, but then they do.
You know, I'll tell you something, Sanders. I think Phil is going to lose it one of these days. He won't just laugh. It'll become hysterical laughter. And they'll strap him to a gurney. They'll slide him into an ambulance. The ambulance will take off down a freeway. And when someone says, where's that ambulance going? The answer will be, we don't know. Oh!
Yeah, it's exactly going to happen.
So I caution you, Santos.
I'm not doing anything. All I'm trying to say is that Mr. Henry needs to just take a chill pill, and if...
Here we go again with that water, man.
Just getting some more hot water. Hey, Mary, I said to go to the water heater and turn it up to broil. Broil. B-R-O-I-L. Not boil, broil. Fuck, that feels good. So I'm sorry about the language, Phil. I didn't...
Okay, that is Jay Santos.
Phil, you can't keep getting away with hanging up on people.
I can't. Watch me. Watch me.
Yay.
Turn it up to broil. Turn it up to broil. I can only wish.
Jesus, that guy, you know, Santos, I don't know, Phil.
You know, that all came from something. I was talking about that, and I called him up, and I said, you know, it bugs me. It's an irrational problem that I have, but I don't like being the only car on the freeway, and then I see another car behind me, so that means there's only two of us, and that guy's sitting behind me at about 100 yards.
Well, and it turns out that Jay actually looks for that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, he may be looking for that kind of thing, and that's all well and good, but the fact is, it still bugs people, and it sure as shit bugs me. Excuse my French. It sure as hell bugs me. All right, one more segment here. We got Doug Danger is going to be looking at the new movies that have been released. Phil Henry Show!
Some girls love to run around.
World famous Phil Henry. Listen to this teeny bopper.
What the hell, Phil? What happened to all the metal used to play?
We're playing this. All right, unreal, 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 man. Okay, sports fans, we got Doug Danger. You know, no, but I'm just telling you that I'm the kind of guy, as they say, I'm the kind of guy that when I get out there into the wild blue yonder, man, you know, I want to, you know, especially at night, and especially driving home tonight, you know, I was coming from Santa Monica, it's a long drive.
Well, was there someone following you?
No, there wasn't anybody following me, no, because they were just cars, but it just, you know, I'm not saying it should be made illegal. I'm just saying it bugs me.
Well, and what was all this bullshit with Santos?
I don't know. That's his problem, man. He's got a mental problem, whatever that may be. All right, it's time now for Doug Danger, folks. And Doug Danger's going to be talking with us here about, well, all kinds of stuff, I guess. Doug's going to be talking to us about the movies, the new movies that are out. What he gives them, what he grades them, what he would like to give them, what he would... I'm sure he'd...
I got something I'd like to give them.
Good old Doug Danger joining us here just as soon as we... Is he there, bud?
Doug, he just stepped away from the phone. He ought to be back. He's actually in his car, but he did step away from the phone.
How can you step away from the phone when you're in your car?
Hey, Doug, are you in your car? You are? Okay.
Doug Danger with us now. Doug, did you step away from the phone?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil. I did step away from the phone briefly.
But you're in your car.
That's correct.
All right.
Well, I just stepped away from the phone.
Yeah, I understand that. But, okay. So Doug Danger is on the line with us here from his car in Santa Ana. Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And he's going to be talking with us here about what's up in the world of movies. Doug, there's an awful lot of new product out there. I'd like you to give us a quick rundown and give us your view of it.
All right, Phil. Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What you're going to be getting from me is the real deal. You're going to get from me what I think is the quintessential review, all right? Because I'm a gay man, because I'm a gay journalist, I'm the kind of guy that is going to give you the straight scoop. I'm going to give you the truth because I see right through the horse bucky, the horse dung, the cow poo. I see right through all of that, and I give you the real, because you know what? People have been lying to me, Phil, my whole life on account I'm a gay man, gay journal. Now, if you don't mind, can I use a little bit of the shorthand?
Doug, you know that shorthand's tough to understand.
I don't, frankly, it's either that or I don't make my deadline. So I'm going to use a little bit of the shorthand. First movie that we went out and saw this past week was, of course, Insurgent. Insurgent's a movie, very interesting move. I'd say that this movie is probably going to do real good. I like it. I like it a lot. The robotics prodigy, played by Ryan Potter, lives in the city of San Francisco. Or whatever the hell that's called. It's called San Francisco. That's it. And he lives near his older brother, Tadashi. His closest companion is Baymax. These are robots. And it sounds like the most messed up, jacked up, effed up pilot, effed up plot you ever heard in your life. In fact, I wouldn't go across the street to watch a piece of garbage like this, but I did. And I was pleasantly surprised. So I give it 3 gay thumbs up and only 1 gay thumb down on the Doug Danger gay scale.
Now, what is this gay thumb up? What does that mean?
You know what, General? You're late to the game, man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't have time.
Yeah, General, it's just he gives up 4, like 3 gay thumbs and then 1 gay thumb down. So he gives it, you know, a plus and a minus.
Yeah, I'm one of the only film critics around, General Shaw, who will give you the good and the bad. The good, the bad, and the gay is what we call it. Okay? Okay, you understand?
Yeah. No, I don't. I did, but then you said the good, the bad, and the gay. What is that?
I'm a gay man and a gay. Are you aware of the fact?
Yes, I know that. I don't know what you mean by 4 thumbs up and.
Do you know the old saying, 2 feet up, 2 feet down, too big?
Yes, I do. Hold on for a minute.
I won't sit still for this.
Hold on for a minute. What are we, all of a sudden getting juvenile again?
Well, that's what the 4 gay thumbs up, 1 gay thumb down, 2 big thumbs going round and round. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah, it's just a playoff of the 2 big butts that are...
You shut up. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead with what? I just had, the general there.
Go ahead. I don't know. I don't understand anything you're saying, but it doesn't make any difference. If you don't mind, I'm going to sit here and clean my toenails.
Yeah, you do that. Wow. That's disrespectful. I'm gay man, gay journal, and...
Yeah, I know you're a gay man and a gay journal, but I don't understand anything you're saying. 2 thumbs up, 1 thumb down, 2 big thumbs going round and round?
You know what, man?
Just let it go, okay? Oh, get a load of this guy. What are y'all...
I'm telling you right now, man, I'm ready to blow a fuse.
You're ready to blow what?
You know, Shaw, you're beginning to really buck me.
Okay, if you want to try me, my friend, you just go right ahead and you name the date... And the place, and the time, and the date.
Okay, and how about the place and the time?
Yeah, that too.
Okay, and what about the date?
Right, yeah, and the date.
And the place?
And the place. All right! So you guys get that together. What are we talking about?
Never mind. So here it is. For the movie Cinderella, here is a movie that I don't think anybody really thought Cinderella was going to go any place, and yet I really think it does go places. It goes places that are pretty good places. After her father unexpectedly dies, young Ella, played by Lily James, finds herself at the mercy of her cruel stepmother. Well, you get where we're going with this. I give it on the gay scale. I give it 3 gay thumbs up, 3 gay thumbs down. So it's equally good and it's equally garbage. Here is Run All Night here on the Doug Danger, a gay man, gay journal review here. And Run All Night, of course, Liam Neeson along with Joel Kinnaman and Ed Harris. Now, you'd think this would be a real, real... A top-flight movie. It is a great action movie. It's got Vince D'Onofrio in it. I like it a lot. I give it 4 gay thumbs up, 2 gay thumbs down. For the gunman, it is Sean Penn, and boy, does he stink it out. Sean Penn, who is a great actor. I don't think there's anything wrong with Sean Penn. Not much wrong with Sean Penn that you couldn't correct, maybe with, I don't know, perhaps just a few more acting lessons, or perhaps...
Oh, no, you're not going to say that, are you?
Oh, get a load of who the Sean Penn fan is.
I think he's a damn good actor.
Well, he ain't good enough, because the gunman... blows a chipmunk 16 different ways from sunset. But I'm here to tell you, this is Doug Danger here, Gay Man, Gay Journal. I give this 4 gay thumbs down and a half of a gay thumb up. Chappie, here's a real interesting movie. In the near future, a mechanized police force patrols the streets and deals with lawbreakers. Gee, where have we heard about that before? RoboCop? Oh! This movie is a turd and a half, but I'll tell you what, it's very entertaining. So I give this one 5 gay thumbs down.
but six gave thumbs up. And the next movie...
What do you mean, five? What do you mean, six gave thumbs up?
Just what I said.
Look, there's no point in questioning, General.
You know something, Danger? You have every right to do it, but you got to make it legible. You got to make it understandable. I don't know what that means.
You don't know what it means when I give more gay thumbs up than I give gay thumbs down?
All right, so you think it's good by just a... by one thumb?
Right.
And where do you park that thumb?
Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. There, is that enough, or do you need a few more?
Jeez, what a smartass.
Yeah, that's right. That's me, Doug Danger. Where do you park that thumb? Wouldn't you like to know?
No, I would not.
Well, then don't ask. Our next movie here is the second best exotic Marigold hotel. This is a weird named movie. It's a weird movie. It stars Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, a whole bunch of people like that. Take your mom to go see it. I give it three gay thumbs up, four gay thumbs down. I just don't think it sustains. I'm Gay Man, Gay Journal. Next movie, Kingsman, The Secret Service. This is a real entertaining movie. It's got Colin Firth, Samuel Jackson playing the usual character there. You know, very hip and very aggressive and all the stuff we expect from him. You also got Michael Caine as they keep him, they keep his heart pumping for these, you know, older guy. He's sort of the dude that runs the whole thing. I think it's very interesting. I think it's very kick-ass. Kingsman, The Secret Service. I give this one five gay thumbs up and only a half of a gay thumb down. Focus. This stars, of course, our good friend there, Will Smith, a veteran con artist, takes a novice named Jess under his wing. And while Nikki teaches Jess the tricks of the trade, the pair become romantically involved. You got it. Jess is not only a girl, but get this, she's white.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
So she's white. So what?
So what?
Oh, well, are you kidding me? I mean, that is something. I'm a gay man, a gay journalist.
You know, we got you on the air here, gay man, gay journalist. What's wrong with her being white?
Because we've never had a romance between a black guy and a white chick. Well, maybe we have. You know what? Now that I mention it, it was Captain Kirk and that...
Captain Kirk. There's been plenty interracial romances in the films that we've been seeing down through the years. And
name one.
I don't know and I don't give a shit. How about that?
I'm Doug Danger. I'm Gay Man, Gay Journal.
Well, Mr. Henry, it's...
No. I consider this to be a very successful show today. I really do. I consider this to have been a very, very successful show. I'm very, very glad that we had this show today. It's a fantastic thing. I don't care how many guys hung up on me.
I don't care how many guys hung up on you.
I don't care how many guys hung up on me. This has been a great show. Hey, Doug, you know something, man? Grow the fuck up. How about that?
That's why he hung up, Phil, because you're saying those dirty things.
Is this goddamn sworn in? If I gotta hear these guys again, I'm gonna go nuts.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for the Siempre Incorporated. Margaret, don't forget, everybody ought to get a BSP.
Get a backstage pass to the website, folks. You can listen to the show anytime you want. You can listen to our archives anytime you want. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. How about that? I just
wish I knew. This is Sworn In, and this is Sunshine. Doesn't this just make you feel like the light of day is...
You know what? I'm going to go out and start cutting myself.